What's going on, you sexy foxes? It is Tuesday, and I'm sure a lot of you are seeing Transformation Tuesday photos on Instagram or Facebook, wherever you're looking on social media platforms at. And I recently posted one myself today as well. And today I wanted to discuss healthy body weight versus ideal body weight. And diving into that, what I mean is that you might have a certain number in mind that you want to weigh versus what you actually should weigh or what your body can actually be healthy staying around. So for me, years ago when I was probably like 16 or 17, so I'm 28 now, so that was over 10 years ago, I had this ideal weight in my mind that I wanted to weigh anywhere from 117 to 125 pounds. And for me, and my athleticism, my bone structure, all of that, that was way too skinny for me. So I have muscles, I have curves, I have wider hip bones. I don't have skinny legs. That's where I hold a lot of my fat. So 117, that was like scary skinny to me. And I did get down to that. And I absolutely had no curves. I had no butt. I had no boobs. Basically, it was like a walking skeleton almost. I mean, I have almost no pictures of me when I was that skinny because I hated getting my picture taken because I always thought I was this huge person, even at that weight. And I wasn't even happy once I reached that goal either. You know, you think that when you reach a certain number, you're like, okay, now I can finally start being happy. And that's not true. So now I probably weigh anywhere from 138 to 142 pounds, fluctuates on the daily, as you know, weight does, even from when you get up in the morning to when you go to bed. But I don't obsess over the scale anymore. I barely get on it. I just got on it the other day because I wanted to see where I was at. And I'm actually down 10 pounds from where I started about almost 6 months ago from when I last weighed myself. And all I did was just work out and enjoy it and enjoyed eating foods that I love in moderation and balance. And so I completely forgot about hitting a certain number. I forgot about hitting a certain number of calories day in and day out, macros, whatever, and just eating intuitively. And I actually lost weight that I had been trying to lose when I was focusing so much on diet, diet, diet. Got to get this workout in, got to do all this cardio. And less stress too. And so going from 117 clearly to about 20 or 30 pounds heavier and looking better, why even strive for that perfect number, that ideal number, when it's not going to make you happy? Trust me. I mean, I hear all the time of women clients, female clients saying, oh, I want to hit this certain number. If I could just get down to that, I would be happy. But happiness does not depend on a number. It does not define your self-worth, your self-value, and it doesn't bring you happiness. And I will say that firsthand, that reaching a certain number does not bring you happiness. It is all about loving your body, loving what it can do for you, regardless of the number. So like I said just a couple minutes ago, it is not your worth. So the scale does not define who you are as a person. The scale doesn't help you go to the gym. The scale does not help you to fuel your body with healthier foods and make you feel good. Honestly, the scale for most females, it makes them feel like crap because when we step on it, you know, you're probably expecting like a lower number and then you have this number in mind. And then when you step on that scale and you don't see a number that you wanted to see, then you go to this downward spiral and start getting all negative towards yourself, negative body image, negative attitude, and making yourself feel like, okay, diet starts tomorrow, harder workouts start tomorrow, and start not enjoying the fit part of your life, your fitness. You start making it not enjoyable for you and start dreading the diets and starting a diet over and over again. Maybe you're binge eating on the weekends and then starting over on Monday. So why even strive for an ideal number if it's just going to cause you to be negative and have a negative view on your fitness journey? So for me, I am all about taking the diet out of your vocab, getting rid of all the crazy amounts of cardio that you feel like you have to do to reach a certain weight, and really changing your mindset on getting rid of this ideal number and finding what works for you and not really caring about what your weight is and just focusing on how things make you feel. How does eating healthier make you feel rather than binge eating on the weekends? How does your workouts make you feel? Do they make you feel strong? Do they make you feel empowered and confident? Those are the things that you should focus on. Not an ideal weight, not a number. And get rid of the scale. If it causes you to have a negative attitude, get rid of it. So you guys, I hope that this resonates with some of you. I know for me, I obsessed over the scale, but I want to help you guys save years from worrying about certain numbers, ideal weights, and focus on just being healthy and having fun and enjoying that fit part of your lifestyle and making it something that you can sustain forever, not something for an X amount of time. So if you guys need help, I am offering one-on-one coaching. You can click the link in my bio on my Instagram, Casey Pauline Fitness. And of course, if you guys have any questions, let me know, because I would love to help you guys out. I'm always here for you. And let's get you to stop being that crazy low-carb cardio bunny and start enjoying your life as a sexy fox that you were meant to be. So, like I said, if you have any questions, let me know. And I thank you guys for tuning in and listening to this little off-the-wall episode here on my podcast, What the Fitness. But hope you enjoyed it, and I will catch you all in the next one.